And yes, I was on the Today Show weekend, Today Show of the weekend.
Oh my God, Gilly, you set your alarm?
We did. We
Me
set
too.
Our alarm.
We all watched it.
Sat down with the twins and they were furious because we watched you cross, but then I had to turn the TV off because, you know, not too much TV. Tantrums all over the place that we had to turn it off.
Oh, Angus was the same. Yeah. I want to watch more what's going on in Melbourne and what's going on in all the other cities, but it was wonderful to see you are the New South Wales, what are we calling you, weekend correspondent for what's going on?
What's going on? So it's going to be, it's starting off for the first 2 months, so this one, the next one, it's just a once a month thing. Hopefully it becomes a regular weekly thing.
Yes.
I'll be all around New South Wales. Hopefully I can do a few here in Newcastle. But
yeah,
I
for members
go
of
to
the
Sydney.
HIT family, why are you in Sydney? Because it was a state thing.
Yes.
Obviously they wanted to start the first one
in Sydney.
Sydney. There was a bit going on, so like, you had to travel down.
Yeah. It was like state versus state. You have a minute to whip around the country. What's happening there? What's happening there? Live TV. They and because of all the rain, they put me at the Lego store in Bondi Junction.
And to genuinely, we rip into each other a lot in this show, but as a proud dad moment, if they cancel the segment, it's not because of you. You killed it.
It
Thank
was
you, mate.
So impressive. For anyone who doesn't understand live mediums, like radio is one thing. You know, we look at each other and we put, you know, you can look in each other's eyes and that's really your audience. And sometimes you go, okay, I'm just talking to my mates and you can relax into a little bit, even though you know there's the audience outside. Whereas live television, there is a camera.
Yeah, you can't see
in
anything.
In your face.
A time limit.
A time limit. You can't see Dickie or Belinda Russell.
No,
in
they're just
you can
in
only
my
hear
ear.
Them.
Yeah, the studio's in my ear, like 30 seconds, 10 seconds, start to
put
wrap it up.
Put us in your head as it's coming to you. You can hear the Gold Coast going.
Yeah, so they sort of just say, we're going to start soon. And then you hear them go. And you're just on camera smiling, but you don't know if you're actually on, but you're in the box on the screen. And they go, crossing to you next. And they're like, all right, Nick Allen. They got my name wrong. We'll get into that.
Yep.
And Nick Allen Duckett's in Sydney. What's going on? Then you do your spiel and they're in your ear going, wrap it up or 30 seconds. While
you're talking.
Yeah. While you're talking. So it's like the voice in your head while you're talking. And you've in the minute, you've got to get away. They wanted me to get away. Two things that are happening, like other parts of Sydney, plus where I was at the Lego store. Plus there was the Lego CEO in Australia that I had to quickly chat to. Plus get some kids in there and make it light and fun. And there was a lot of information to belt out.
You were given 60 seconds.
60 seconds, yeah. You got to belt
That's
it out.
That's just dumb.
It was a bit on. So I've got the cross here. We'll cut it down a little bit, but this is sort of how it went down.
Nick Allen Duckett is there. What's up?
Yeah, Sydney's got it all. Those other cities were okay, but Sydney's the place to be. Plenty happening around town. We're at the Bondi Junction Lego store. Did you know Lego celebrating its 90th anniversary, 90th birthday this year? So they've got Lego Con coming to Sydney Showgrounds. Tickets available 9 a.m. today from Eventbrite. You guys having some fun with Lego?
Yeah!
Let's play for it. Are we ever leaving this store?
No! Lego!
Lego! And check this out, guys. This is my favourite thing. Come on, guys. It wouldn't be Sydney without some beach action. And check out my good mate, Brick Fanning, over here. Brick Fanning's going to take some waves, guys. Let's jump on. You ready to go surfing? One, two, three. Oh! We'll be here all holidays.
Hang 10.
Hang 10. Yeah, liking the Brick Fanning gear as well, which I appreciated.
Fanning gear,
So no one had just briefed the pronunciation.
No.
It would appear.
Duckett.
Nick Allen Duckett is my name. Duckett's obviously, I want to get them to call me Ducko. TV's a bit more strict than radio, but we'll see how we go. I'm getting closer.
God, if they couldn't get Duckett, I'd love to see maybe Fartione if they'd had a crack at that.
Yeah.
Duckett, all right, we can work on that.
Yeah, but when I could hear them in my ear, Nick Allen Duckett, I was like, I'll just let it go.
Also, for anyone who maybe missed it, there is the footage on Nick Jess Ducko Instagram right now. You can see the cross.
Yeah.
Just confirming. Yes. Who do you work for?
Yeah, Hit 106.9. They said I work for another radio station that was based in Sydney. Don't know how they got that wrong either. They said I was at Nova.
How long has it been since you've been there?
At Nova?
Like Sydney.
Oh, Nova Sydney?
Yeah.
5 years. Maybe more. Like 3 years since I've been at that company, so they obviously got that wrong in my name. So a few things to work on from their end.
From their end, 100%. You were stunning.
But what actually happened to me that morning, because we drove from Newcastle that morning, it was very early. What happened to me, I had the worst moment. I got out of the shower, it was very cold, had a hot shower. As I put the towel in my head, I kinked my neck. And I was like, it was like that really kink where you can't like turn your neck. So I was like driving down the whole way to Sydney, like, oh no, I've got a neck kink, I've got to do live TV.
Going from cold to hot, your body freaked out.
Yeah, I'm trying to cross, like, just like talking to the kids, like moving my shoulders, looking down at the kids, trying to wrangle all the kids, getting them ready.
Geez. You wouldn't have known.
Yeah,
you wouldn't have known.
Yeah, well, thank you guys. Thanks for supporting. Thank you. I felt limp, I felt loose after it hurt. I was on the painkillers. You had to play through the pain.
But have you had some good feedback?
Yeah. I mean, I think so. Everyone, thanks to the Newcastle community, they watched it and got around it as well. Yeah. Everyone seemed to love it.
Dickie, I'm sure, slid into the DMs.
Obviously. Me and Dickie got drinks that night. And like, you're a natural kid. The funniest though was when I was surfing, because I jumped on Brick Fanning, which was like a big surfer and you jump on the surfboard, and I practice with the kids. I had about 12 kids there and I was the only one wrangling them. Luckily I've done kids TV. So I practice with them. They're really good kids. And as I'm jumping on the surfboard, there's this one little girl who's just facing me in front of me. So on the camera, it's just the back of her head. I'm trying to like rise up to get over her. We finish. I was like, yeah, one job.